29 minutes to 10 o'clock every morning, round about this time. Barbara Friedman, who heads up the team who curates our social media, also looks after our website, capetalk.co.za. She enters our studio and lets us know what's trending online and on our website over the last 24 hours. Good morning, Barbara.
Morning, Lester. I'm good.
Do you know who the ward candidate is, or some of the ward candidates in your area?
Yeah, because I live in Sea Point, so I kind of know Nicola Jarl is, I think. Well, she was. I don't know. I don't know who else is, though. Is anyone else standing?
There is a request from so many listeners to find out who exactly is
totally
our candidate.
I agree with that.
So we have a link. I'll pass it on to you. Maybe you can do a little button on our website.
I did hear you mentioning the other day this whole way of getting a list of all the candidates. I heard you talking about how many were in your area, and I thought to myself, that's a really good resource. I think people do want to know.
So let me check.
Pass it on to me,
so there
I'll
so there
get
are
it
29
up.
Candidates in my area. I know probably about 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7 maybe political mainstream parties. Other than that, I don't know who the other political parties are. But in your era, I just did a quick search, there are 32 candidates.
In Sea Point.
Did you know that?
I did not. Candidates. How can they possibly be? Is that the dog walking party?
The dog walking party.
You go to the promenade. I was there yesterday.
The cat walking party.
True. I was on the prom yesterday with a friend walking, and I could not believe the number and variety of dogs.
But let's get on to serious business.
They don't get votes, though.
You are letting us know what's trending on barbed wire.
This is serious because Eswatini protests is trending. Hashtag Eswatini protests. And we know that Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland, is in the grip of really, really terrible violence at the moment. And this morning on Breakfast, Rufilwe interviewed Lucky Lokele from the Swaziland Solidarity Network. And it was very harrowing to listen to him describing yesterday how buses that were taking protesters to the court to support the two MPs, the pro-democracy MPs, who were detained and arrested a few weeks back. And let's just play a little clip from his description of what happened.
The police will stop the buses and throw in tear gas canisters inside the bus. Now, you can imagine the chaos that tear gas caused. Some tried to jump out of the windows. As they were jumping and starting to run, they were then shot at in an execution style. But surprisingly, the aiming was all on the legs this time around. And those that were who fall on the ground were picked into nearest police station where they were cut deep, and if the bullet is launched in, it will be taken out. Only then an ambulance will be called.
Describing, how even when people were shot running from this bus and they were taken to police stations, it's not like they were taken straight to the hospital. They still had to go and sit there. But he made some really interesting points. If people want to go and listen to his audio, it's on the Cape Talk website at the moment. You know, he speaks about these mercenaries. Well, he's alleging that at least 300 Equatorial Guinea mercenaries, because the King Swati is friendly with the president there and does business with him, are in Eswatini police uniforms doing most of the shooting at the moment. I mean, this is obviously Lucky's take on what is happening there. Let's just be clear. But there is quite a lot of corroboration. I mean, the photographs and videos on Twitter of the wounds on people are very real. And I just thought that it was a very moving description, and just this kind of emotions people are feeling there, and the horror of this king who is despotic.
I don't discount anyone's testimony in Eswatini. I have friends who've been directly affected.
Agree. I was just making
directly
that, yeah,
tortured. So I take Lucky for his word of the human rights violations.
And the bottom line is, as usual, South Africa is very, very, very slow on the uptake. And now Cyril Ramaphosa is sending a delegation of envoys, of which Jeff Khadebe is one. And like Lucky said, he said, look, he's got some hope in this. late though it is, but he said at the same time, is King Swati ever going to sit around a table of people after committing heinous crimes? And he said the only table for him right now is the International Criminal Court to be arrested and charged with a massacre and crime against humanity.
Next up, Donald Trump is starting his own social media network.
Yeah, so hashtag Truth Social, which is the name of it, is trending or was trending. And of course, things like Trump vodka were trending. Of course, the joke there, the Twitter will let you know, is that Trump, there have been many names of businesses that have sort of been registered, copyrighted and registered to Trump that have all failed. Trump casinos, Trump steaks, Trump airlines, Trump vodka, Trump mortgage, Trump magazine, Trump university. Ech, they go on and on and on. And of course, the Trump presidency.
Have you?
Would I go on it?
No. My question is: would you make a product that which you haven't tried? So Trump vodka. Trump is a teetotaler, apparently.
He sold Trump vodka though at some point.
But would you make something that you haven't tried?
Or that you're not like yeah that you're not committed well, to if you know.
Well, that was his presidency. So I guess
look, this social media platform, as we know, he's been banned from the Facebooks and the Twitters. So he's always said he's gonna bring us his version. Mm. I suppose the question is will people sign up and will it be what does he call it? The truth. Mm. Trump truth.
And finally, Barbara. How is cell phones changing our physiology, our actual physical body?
So this is just such a great story. Someone who is not a medical doctor, who goes on by the name on social media as at Mrs. Bunridge, took to social media earlier this week to warn people about how they shouldn't be holding their cell phones. She said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but when you're using your phone, stop using your pinky as an anchor underneath as a sort of to balance your phone on, because it's destroying your wrist and aggravating your ulnar nerve. Of course, everyone was like saying, well, she's not exactly a doctor, but she did put medical articles up. And it does seem like there is some concern about these injuries. A cell phone finger, they call it.
Yes, we all have it. If you use a cell phone, if you were to just hold your dominant hand in which you hold your cell phone,
you get a cramp every now and then.
Well, you just hold out your finger, Bob. So like you use your right hand.
That's sore.
No, look at your finger. Look at your pinky. Do you see a little indent between your first and your second knuckle?
So?
And this is where your cell phone fits. And I've had cell phones probably for the majority of my life. And, you know,
you're not that young.
I got my first cell phone when, like, 97.
Oh.
Yeah. So my entire life, from 1997, I have developed this little indent. And many people, particularly young people, have this almost
automatic, got a much bigger one
automatic
than I
nook in their finger brought on from years and years of cell phone use. Look, I'm also the generation of absolutely physically superior opposable thumbs because I'm from a video game generation.
It's called also, what's it called? Texting thumb. Several injuries linked to mobile device overuse, including
it's
a thing that's called
we're evolving.
Texting thumb.
It's how we're evolving. Barbara,
can I just make one? Can I unashamedly use my little platform to say that hashtag Save Cape Baboons is a protest that is being held on Saturday morning at the Tokine Open Road Circle at 10:30. Please, people who care about our baboons, who care about the fact that we've lost three baboons in the past year, Bolo, Scarface and Philemon, they're going to have baboon full card face masks on sale there. So you don't even have to show your face. You can put the baboon mask on. Please go, everybody.
Go. But I have a parting shot for you, the best name to come out of the 32 people who are contesting in your ward in Seapoint. He's with the Organic Humanity Movement, and his name is Regan Christmas. Ho, 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 Bob.
that sounds... Maybe that's the party.
Barbara will post the link of where you can go and check your ward candidate. It's an open source link that has been put out there. It's called mycandidate.opencitieslab.org. You can type in your address and then it spits out who are the candidates that are contesting your ward.